Our last takeout comes from you. The White House passed its landmark health care bill Sunday night. There was not a single Republican vote in the tally, but it was a historic day for sure. And many of you, it was still a contentious day. Yesterday, we asked you to fill in the blank in this sentence. With the passage of health care reform, yesterday was what kind of day for America and why?
We are jubilant about health care. Jubilant. Jubilation. Jubilee.
This is a black day for America. This requires us to steal from our neighbors if we cannot afford health care. It requires us to be a victim of that theft if we do have more health care.
So everything from horror to glee, we heard it all sides at 8778-MY-TAKE. Not all of you were quite as ready to judge this bill just yet.
This is Matt from Detroit. Today is an average day for America. This bill isn't going to do as much as the Democrats think it will, and it's not going to be as bad as the Republicans think it's going to be. It's just business as usual in Washington.
This is Joe calling from the New Jersey Turnpike, and today is a mysterious day for America. Not really sure exactly what it's going to mean next year, the year after, or over the next 20 or 30 years.
Just a note, Joe, calling using your cell phone on the New Jersey Turnpike, not always good for your health.
He may still be on the Turnpike in 30 years.
Not everyone has made up their mind, obviously, about the healthcare debate, and especially people with pre-existing conditions.
This is Roseanne from Franklin, Tennessee. Just want to thank you, President Obama and Nancy Pelosi. My husband has MS and my sister has two children with Hurler-Shea. Now our family doesn't have to live in fear.
Well, others of you, like Susan from Massachusetts here, are worried about a different sort of pre-existing condition, kind of a financial pre-existing condition called the deficit.
I am very sad today that our government has passed a bill that is not supporting the people. There are so many issues in this bill, if you read it, that are against us, not for us, and on top of that, we are going to be taxed for it.
We've been getting responses from you out there on all sides of this issue. Larry Christensen, for instance, smells something fishy about this bill. He posted this to thetakeaway.org. Today is a Madoff day for Americans. The drug industry did not spend $100 million promoting this bill, as the New York Times reported today, for nothing. The usual massive transfer of citizens' money into corporate pockets will now commence.
How do you feel about health care reform? The president's going to sign the bill this morning. Keep the conversation going on our website, thetakeaway.org, or you can give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE.